الله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحته القائلون ولا يحصي نعماه العادون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون. الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللانة الدائمة الباقية على أعدائهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم ولا وما غوى، ولا ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوهى. صلوات عليك. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all for celebrating this double occasion that we have in our calendar. It is the birth anniversary of the founder of the faith, the grandfather of Hassanain, the brother of Ali, and the father of Fatima, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not only Muslims, we are not just Shia Muslims, we also identify ourselves as Ja'fari. And it is a coincidence, a very beautiful coincidence, that we see that the Viladat anniversary of the founder of the faith and the founder of our fiqh has come together. And this is where we are also celebrating the Viladat of the Prophet's great-great-grandson, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wasalam. Although it's a double khushali, but the time will not be double. You know, although it's Friday night. But anyway, we'll keep it, you know, short, inshallah. The Prophet is known as Khatimul Anbiya. He is the last of the prophets. And once the last prophet comes, nobody will come after him. No Rasul will come. No revealed book will come after him. But the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to send at the end, because the best comes at the end. All those who came before him had come actually to prepare the humanity and to bring them to the level where they will be able to accept the final divine message, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to be brought by his best of his messengers. And therefore we see that all the Anbiya, the prophets who came before our prophet, they were not only assigned the duty of conveying the message of Allah to their own communities, they were also told that you need to acknowledge the nubuwwat of Muhammad who will come in the future. Not only that, you need to acknowledge the nubuwwat of my most beloved messenger, but you also have to let your communities know that somebody will come at the end and he will be the last of the messengers. Quran talks about it, you know, in different ways. What I would like to do is just go to one specific ayat of Quran. But before that, you know, when we look at this name Muhammad, and you heard a very beautiful recitation of the Qasida, This name Muhammad itself means somebody who is praised. And there is another form of it where we call him Ahmad. In Islam, his proper name is Muhammad. But when it comes to the Anbiya who came before, they were told to introduce him as Ahmad. The word Muhammad and Ahmad comes from the same root, from Hamd. Both actually means the most praised one or the praised one. For example, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in the Quran, in one ayat it says, وَمَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ عَبَ عَهْدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ. That Muhammad was not the father, he's not father of any one of you in the ummah. What is his status? How do you look at him? وَلَكِنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَاتِمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. He is the messenger of Allah and the last of Nabis. Nubuwwat means somebody who is in communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Nabi comes from Naba, news. News from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul means a Nabi who now conveys that message to the people. So once Nubuwwat has been eliminated, there is no room for Risalat anymore anyway. And therefore Allah doesn't say Khatimul Mursaleen. He says Khataman Nabiyeen. In another surah he says, and this is actually after the battle of Uhud, when the Muslims initially gained victory, but a group of Muslims who were supposed to safeguard the valley behind the mountain, they abandoned their position, you know, for this desire and greed for maybe we will not get our share from the booty of the war. And that action, disobedience by them, changed this victory into defeat. The mushrikeen came back and attacked the Muslims by surprise, and that victory was taken away from them. And majority of those who were with the Prophet ran away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to that, says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Muhammad is a Rasul like other Rasuls who had come before. أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ. If he dies or he is killed in a battlefield, what are you going to do? إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. You're going to turn on your heels and run away. وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ يَعْقِيبِهِ. And whoever turns back, فَلَنْ يَضُرُ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا. They don't harm Allah in any way. وَسَيَجْزِشْ اللَّهُ شَاكِرِينَ. Rather, Allah will reward those who are, you know, thankful for being firm in protecting Rasulullah at that moment. Another ayat where, again, the name Muhammad comes in. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who believe and do good deeds, and those who have believed in what has been sent to Muhammad, and that is the truth from their Lord, كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Allah will forgive them, you know, their sins, وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ, and their situation will be made better. And finally, Surah 48, ayah 29, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name of the Prophet, Muhammadun Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu ashiddaw ala al-kuffar wa ruhamaw baynuhum. That Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, and those who are truly with him, they are very firm when they face the enemies. Wa ruhamaw baynuhum. But when they are among themselves, they are very merciful and kind to one another. Salawat wa rahmatullah. So these are the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name of the Prophet. But then there is one ayat where he talks about this issue of the previous prophets who were asked to prophesy and let their people know about coming of Muhammad. But there the name that Allah gave them was the name Ahmad. And this is from Surah number 61, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Is qala Isa ibn Maryam. And this is a quotation of Isa ibn Maryam, talking to his followers, the Christians. Ya Bani Israel, inni Rasulullah ilaykum. I am the messenger of Allah to you, O the Bani Israel, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawrat. I am here to confirm the book which came before me, Torah, the book of Musa alayhi salam. But I'm not only here to confirm what came before, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِ مِنْ بَعْدِي. And I'm here to give you the good news of the messenger who will come after me. إِسْمُهُ Ahmad. His name would be Ahmad. Salawat parnek parah. So we'll inshallah, go through this name Ahmad and see, if there is any indication of that in the present Bible or not. But before that, it is a khushali, the message that was supposed to be given today, I already gave it the Friday khutbah. So you go and listen there. Okay, this is celebration. So we have, break in between. We will have a quiz now, and you can go to the Mentee. The code is there, I think, on the screen now. And remember that the top three winners will win a prize courtesy of the Jafri Tabligh Committee.
Brothers, may I request everyone to please stand and move forward? There's so many people outside. Can you please stand and move forward? Please, thank you. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad Salawat.
Okay. We have around 300 people joining in. Was Muhammad a common name before Islam in the Arabian Peninsula? Time is running out. Okay, salawat par nek bara. The name Muhammad was common, but the name used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him in the previous scriptures, Ahmad, was not known among the Arabs. So let us now see whether, you know, this mention of the name of the prophet is there in the Bible which exists now. Bible is oft in two parts. The first part is the Old Testament, the Jewish part of the Bible. The second part is the New Testament, which is the scripture of the Christians. In the second part, Gospel of John, Isa basically is talking to his disciples that, you know, my mission is coming to the end as far as this phase of my life is concerned. But God will send somebody else after a time to continue the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the words that he uses there. This is in Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 16 to 17. Based on the King James Version, the famous translation that they have in English. And this is where Isa says to his followers, "And I shall pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." Comforter with C, not the comforter we have at home. Huh? We're talking about somebody who will come and, you know, make us comfortable as far as our salvation is concerned, that he may abide with you forever, and even the Spirit of truth. There is another translation of the Bible, which is known as the Scholar's Version. This is a newer, translation, and there the wordings are that Isa says to his followers, "At my request, the Father will provide you with yet another advocate." They have preferred the word advocate to the word comforter, the authentic spirit who will be with you forever. Again, going back to Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 7 to 13, again, there is another quotation from Isa ibn Maryam where he says, "Nonetheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Whatever he shall hear, shall he speak." And we'll come to this latter part of, you know, this description of the new prophet later on. Going back to the scholar's version of this translation of this piece of the quotation from Isa, slightly, you know, better, where they say, "But I'm telling you the truth. You will be better off to have me leave. You see, if I don't leave, the advocate can't come to you. If I go, I will send the advocate to you. When the advocate comes, the Spirit of truth, it will guide you to the complete truth, and it will not speak on its own authority, but will tell you what it hears." Now, this term, comforter, if you look at King John's James version, is a translation of the Greek word parakletos. Parakletos, there are three meanings given to it in dictionary. One is advocate, somebody who pleads the case for someone else. What is the meaning of Shafi? What does this Shafi do? He does Shafa'at. Means you have a person here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the other side, and the person in between pleads on behalf of this person. So use the word advocate or the word Shafi. The Wahhabi should understand this better. And the second meaning of parakletos is one who counsels. And the third meaning is advises another from deep concern for the other's welfare. According to a scholar who was from the Christian background, converted to Islam later on, Suleiman Shahid Mufassir, he says that according to some of the scholars, Jesus was not Greek. You know, they have the earliest, you know, scriptures that they have are in Eastern European language. The language spoken by Jesus was Aramaic. And it says if you look at the Greek word periklios, which means admirable or glorified. And this is where they are saying that, you know, according to him, it says this word periklios is more closer to the words of Isa, and that is actually the translation of the word Muhammad or the word Ahmad. Salawat padhne ek baar. And so we know that what exists now is not exactly the actual Torah and Injil, you know, especially when it comes to Injil. Injil was revealed on Isa alayhi salam, whereas the New Testament is actually Gospels written by not only the disciples, actually the disciples of the disciples of Isa. So what is there in New Testament is more, you know, equivalent to hadith that we have, that the Sahaba quoted the words of Rasulullah. And so it's not Injil in that way. Yet things have still survived where you see that Isa ibn Maryam talks about a prophet who will come in the future. And by looking at the Greek word, which is very closer to the meaning of Ahmad and Muhammad, we see that the truth has still survived in the present version of the Bible. Salawat pranek parah. Let us now go to the second question. Is the question there? I have lost my connection here. Okay. Okay, what was the second question? Huh? What does Sadiqain mean? We are celebrating the Viladat of Sadiqain, but I'm giving away the answer anyway, so. Salawat Panek. Is it over? It's done? Okay. Did the Arabs of the days of the Prophet, is there any indication that they saw the name of the Prophet in the Bible which existed among them? Because there was a Christian community in Medina, not that much in Mecca. There's a very interesting narration by Ibn Sa'd in Tabaqat, a very prominent book of history, where he talks about the story of Sahl Mawla Utayba. He was from the Christian family. He was an orphan raised under the care of his father, his uncle. And his uncle was among those who used to actually read the Injil regularly. And when he also became, you know, old enough to read the Injil, one day he said, I just picked up the Bible of my uncle and started reading it. He says, until I came to a page where I realized that the writing were not that clear. So he said, when I moved it, I realized that it's not one page. Two pages have been glued together. You know, the uncle had basically glued them so that anyone else reading that will not read that page. But you know, young people are. So he tried to unglue it and opened up and started reading. And he says, when I started reading, I saw that that section had the description of the last prophet to come. And what was the description there? He says that it talks about this new prophet. Even the physical, you know, description of the prophet is there. He is neither short nor tall. His face is of fair complexion. He has two braids. Between his shoulder blades on the back would be the mark of Nubuwwat. And one of his characteristics is that he will not accept sadaqah at all for himself. And he will ride a donkey or a camel. He will even milk the sheep himself. And he will wear a robe which will have patches on it. And somebody who does something like that, you know, will never behave arrogantly. And indeed, this will be his lifestyle. And he is from the descendants of Ismail, and his name is Ahmad. This is what he read in that two pages which were glued. And he said, when I reached to that section, my uncle came in the room. And he was very angry. He hit me and he says, who allowed you to open these two pages that I had glued? And he says, but this contains the description of the prophet known as Ahmad. And the uncle says to the nephew, don't think about it because that prophet has not yet appeared. But at least this incident shows that, you know, in the Bible which existed among Arabs in Medina, the description of Rasulullah was there in a very, very detailed and clear form. This confirms the ayat which has been mentioned twice in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, as well as Surah An'am, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Ahl al-Kitab, and he says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, those people whom we have given these scriptures, the Ahl al-Kitab, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاؤُهُمْ, they know him, they know his description, the way they know their own sons. Means in their book, the description of the last prophet is so clear, it's as if they know their own sons. And this is where we come to realize by looking at this narration of Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat, that, you know, the prophet was, you know, clearly described in the previous scriptures. Not only in the Bible, even in the Hindu books also, you will be able to see that. And as Quran says that, but when the prophet came, They denied him, they rejected him, and they said he's a sorcerer. Salawat parne ek par aur. Let us now go to the third question. We have two more to go before you get your prize, so you need to work on it. Salawat parne ek par aur. How many times the name Muhammad appeared in the Quran? I already recited it earlier. If you were paying attention. Three times, four times, five times. Four times. Okay. Let us now continue. I mentioned earlier when I was quoting Isa ibn Maryam that when he talked about coming of the Comforter, the new prophet, he said something about him. He said that he will guide you unto all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear from God, that shall he speak. There is another quotation in the Old Testament, the Jewish Bible, where Musa alayhi salam talks about the future, the last prophet. And he also describes the same thing. He says, you know, God says about him that I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. It's amazing that these two statements from Isa alayhi salam, from Musa alayhi salam, that this last prophet will not speak from himself. Whatever he says will be based on the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These actually are the words from the first ayat of Surah Najm that are recited after the khutbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, referring to the people of Makkah, when Najm is a hawa, I swear by the star when it sets, ma walla sahibukum wa ma ghawa, your companion Muhammad has neither gone astray, nor has he erred in his actions. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوهَىٰ. And he does not speak out of his own desire. Whatever he utters is nothing but a revelation that is revealed. Salawat. So it's not only the Quran which is a revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Muhammad said, even though it is not there in the Quran, is not from his own desire. This is from the inspiration which has come to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's go to the fourth question now. This is not a question from me, it's from the Tabligh Committee. But it's an interesting one, relevant to the Viladat. Is it there up? Okay, it's about goodies. The answer should be obvious, huh? Okay. How many of you got it right? Most of them? Okay. Well, you can actually see the link on the screen if you want to order those, you know, personalized chocolates. And it is actually for sharing it with the non-Muslim friends that you would have, because it also has a free card in it and an information link where they can go and read about the Prophet's life, personality, and his teachings. Now, going back to the statement of Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about our Prophet, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, that Muhammad does not speak out of his own accord or his desire, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوهَىٰ, whatever he says is based on wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where we have to realize that, you know, the Shia mazhab is very firm on this issue. When we talk about the life of the Prophet, we don't divide it into official part of his life and, you know, personal aspects of his life. This is how some Muslims say, you know, you don't have to listen to everything that he says. Only when he is talking in his official capacity, then you have to obey. But when he talks as a Muhammad bin Abdullah, as the father of Fatima or the brother of Ali, that's a personal issue. And this is where we have to realize that Isa describes him as somebody who will never utter anything but from revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa confirms that. Surah Najm confirms that. And so for us, the Prophet is a prophet in any situation that you see him. Whether he is preaching on the minbar or leading an army in a battlefield. Doesn't matter, he is still a Nabi and we have to listen to him. Whether he is advising people to pray or and giving charity, or when he is declaring in Ghadir that I am appointing Ali as a Mawla just as I am your Mawla. It doesn't matter whether he is happy and he puts the kisa over him or himself and Fatima and Ali and Hassan and Hussein. Or he becomes angry and says, you know, move out of my room because you are disrespecting me. In all these situations, Muhammad is nothing illa Rasul. He is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat, Muhammad Iqbal. Before I go to the Urdu, let me just, conclude with the last question. This will be a tricky one. Sadiqain refers to Imam Sadiq and Sheikh Saduq, the Prophet and the sixth Imam, or Imam Sadiq and Rasulullah. The second and third both were right, actually. Okay. And Saduq is a trustworthy I got it? Okay. I didn't see that. Salawat Pranikar. Ekbar aur salawat padho. I put the name of Sheikh Saduq. You know, that also comes from Sidq, truthful one. And he's someone who was born with the dua of the Imam Asr ajalallahu ta'ala faraj sharif. And lived during the Ghibat al-Sughra. And I'll be ending in Urdu with a narration from him in his book, Al-Amali. You might see the subtitle in English. Chunke chote imam ki bhi vidadat ki raat hai, aur Rasool ke shakhsiyat ko dekhte huye, kabhi kabhi chote imam ki khidmat mein hum log jo haq hai ada nahi kar sakte hain. Lekin ye yaad rahe ke چھٹے امام ہمارے لیے اہم اس لیے ہیں کہ رسول کی سنت تک پہنچنے کے لیے ان کے اقوال کو سمجھنے کے لیے ہمیں ایک سیکیور چینل چاہیے ریلائبل سورس چاہیے اور وہ ہمارے چھٹے امام ہیں اس لیے کہ وہ خود فرما رہے ہیں کہ جب بھی ہم رسول کی کوئی بات کو آپ کے سامنے پیش کریں اور سند نہ دیں یو کین ایزیوم کہ ہم نے اپنے بابا سے سنا ہے انہوں نے میرے دادا سے سنا ہے انہوں نے حسین سے سنا ہے جنہوں نے علی سے سنا ہے جنہوں نے رسول اللہ سے سنا ہے تو یہ ڈائریکٹ چینل جو ہے کہیں اور آپ کو نہیں ملے گا اس لیے ہم اپنے کو صرف شیعہ نہیں کہتے ہیں بلکہ شیعہ یہ جعفری کہتے ہیں ایک حدیث چھٹے امام کی رسول اسلام کے بارے میں وہی جو تھیم ہماری انگلش میں تھی کہ ایک یہودی ایک بار آیا رسول کی خدمت میں بیٹھا رہا ان کی خدمت میں تو رسول نے کہا کہ یا یہودی ما حاجتک یو نو تمہاری کیا حاجت ہے کیا بات ہے تو اس نے کہا ہم ایک سوال کرنا چاہتے ہیں انت افضل ام موسیٰ ابن عمران آپ افضل ہیں یا موسیٰ ابن عمران نبی جو ہیں وہ افضل ہیں خدا نے ان سے بات کی ہے کلیم اللہ ہیں وہ خدا نے تورات نازل کی عصا کا معجزہ دیا دریا کو جو ہے شق کیا ہے اور دوسری طرف پہنچے تو بادل کے ذریعے سایہ کیا ہے ان کے لیے تو اس وقت رسول اسلام نے جواب دیا ہے کہ بھائی دیکھو انسان کے لیے سیلف گلوریفیکیشن اچھی بات نہیں ہے خود ستائی لیکن تم نے چونکہ اب پوچھا ہے تو ہم کچھ اپنے بارے میں بولیں گے تو وہاں رسول اسلام نے جو باتیں کی ہیں فرماتے ہیں تم موسیٰ کی بات کرتے ہو آدم جب مشکل میں گرفتار ہوئے تھے اور جب توبہ کی بات آئی تو اس وقت آدم نے دعا کی تھی اللہم انی اسألک بحق محمد و آل محمد کہ خداوندہ ہم محمد آل محمد کے نام سے دعا کرتے ہیں لما غفرت لی اور خدا نے معاف کیا ان نوحا لما رکب فی السفینہ وخاف الغرق نوح علیہ السلام سفینہ بنا ہے اللہ کے حکم سے بنا ہے انڈر سپرویژن آف اللہ بنا ہے پھر بھی جب وہ سوار ہوئے طوفان اور دریا جب اتنا پانی آ گیا تھا خاف الغرق پھر بھی نوح تھوڑا ڈرے ہوئے تھے کہ یہ نہ ہو کہ ہم لوگ بھی غرق ہو جائیں اس وقت نوح نے دعا کیا اللہم انی اسألوک بحق محمد و آل محمد لما انجیتنی من الغرق کہ خداوندہ محمد و آل محمد کا واسطہ ہم لوگوں کو غرق ہونے سے نجات دینا فنجاہ اللہ عنہ ابراہیم علیہ السلام لما القی فی النار جب نمرود نے ابراہیم کو تنور میں آگ میں پھینکا ہے اس وقت ابراہیم نے جو دعا کی ہے اللہم من یسألک بحق محمد وآل محمد لما انجیتنی منہا، خداوندہ مجھے اس آگ سے نجات دے، تو خداوند عالم نے اس آگ کو حکم دیا کہ تم جو ہے بردن و سلامہ ہو جاؤ، ٹھنڈی ہو جاؤ اور کوئی نقصان ابراہیم کو نہیں ہوا. اس کے بعد کہتے ہیں رسول اسلام ان موسیٰ لما علق عصاہ اوجس فی نفسہ خیفۃ، کہ جب پہلی بار طور پر گئے ہیں جناب موسیٰ اور خدا نے کہا کہ اپنے عصا کو پھینکو، اس سے پہلے وہ معجزہ نہیں تھا، فرسٹ ٹائم ہو رہا تھا، اور وہ اجدہ میں بدلا ہے تو موسیٰ ذرا گھبرا گئے. اوجس فی نفسہ خیفۃ، فی نفسہ خیفۃ قرآن میں. اس وقت ابراہیم موسیٰ علیہ السلام نے کیا کیا؟ دعا کی اللہم انی اسألک بحق محمد و آل محمد. اور اللہ نے جواب دیا لا تخف انک انت الاعلى، موسیٰ ڈرو مت، تم اس پر برتری رکھتے ہو. اور پھر رسول نے ایک جملہ کہا، اسی پر ہم محفل کو ختم کرنا چاہیں گے، یا یہودی ان موسیٰ لو ادرکنی ثم لم یؤمن بی وبنبوتی، کہ دیکھو اگر موسیٰ میرے زمانے میں آ جائیں، میرے زمانے میں اگر آ جائیں اور مجھ پر ایمان نہ لائیں، میری نبوت کو قبول نہ کرے، ما نفعه ایمانه شیئا ولا نفعه النبوہ، پھر ان کا ایمان اور ان کی نبوت ان کے کام نہیں آئے گا. اس لیے کہ ہماری نبوت کو ماننا، مجھ پر ایمان لانا شرط ہے ان کے نجات کے لیے. اور آخر میں اس میں آپ دیکھیں کہ آدم کا ذکر ہے، نوح کا ہے، ابراہیم کا ہے، موسیٰ کا ہے، عیسیٰ کہاں گئے؟ رسول اسلام نے آخر میں رکھا ہے یا یہودی ومن ذریتی المہدی. اے یہودی، تجھے جاننا چاہیے کہ میرے نسل میں وہ آئے گا جو مہدی ہوگا، للدلاس سیویر آئے گا. اذا خرج نزل عیسی ابن مریم، جب وہ ظہور کرے گا تب عیسی ابن مریم کا نزول ہوگا، لنصرتی ہی، تاکہ عیسیٰ مہدی کی مدد کر سکیں، فقدمہ وصل خلفہ، اور اس وقت جب نماز کا وقت ہوگا تو عیسیٰ جو ہے مہدی کو آگے بڑھائیں گے اور ان کے پیچھے نماز پڑھیں گے. صلوات پڑھ دیں ایک بار آپ. تو محمد صرف آخری نبی نہیں ہیں بلکہ افضل الانبیاء والمرسلین ہیں، سید الانبیاء والمرسلین ہیں. خداوند عالم کی بارگاہ سے دعا ہے کہ خداوندہ اس مبارک موقع پہ ہماری اس عبادت کو قبول فرما، ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے، ہماری توفیقات میں اضافہ فرما. خداوندہ محمد کے نام سے جو رحمت للعالمین تھے، عالم اسلام میں صلح اور امن کی فضا پیدا کر، خصوصاً شیعان علی اور جہاں جہاں شیعہ آباد ہیں وہاں امن اور صفا اور برادری کے ماحول پیدا کر. خداوندہ جو دشمنان شیعہ اور دشمنان علی ہیں، ان کی تمام صلاحیتوں کو اور ان کے ریزورسز کو نیست و نابود فرما، امام کے ظہور میں تعجل فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم.